really great words. That was fantastic. And Danny and Amber and Becky, Jason, God is really working and energizing, and strength is being built into each person's heart from the words being spoken. And these are words of grace, words of faith, and words of encouragement. You know, I've really seen a change, like physically here. I've seen that each one has made that committed decision to really go to God, to really be led by the Holy Spirit of God, to practice the things that are being encouraged, to come for encouragement also. The things that we do is we encourage people to go to God, like you go to God. You allow Him to work in you, and He is working in you. And these desires that we've been encouraging, like put your desires before God, God is working His desire in you. So it's not even coming from us, it's coming from God. And if you look at those words in Philippians 2:13, where it says that God is working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure, you can see that He is energizing those desires within your heart. He's the one that is building you up. Where He wants you to connect is where He knows you're going to be nourished, fed, and built up in the words of faith. It's all about the wonderful grace of our Heavenly Father. Grace is God's unmerited divine favor. Grace is God's kindness and love towards us, in that, you know, He gives us what we don't deserve, basically. He does the work for us when we go to Him with faith, and we walk with Him, and we allow Him to lead us. And so the carnal mind will always try to look at the negatives, always try to tell us that, well, you wasn't like that before, and this is what you really are. But we're to reckon that old nature dead, and that, you know, the old man is dead, and the programming of it, the, you know, the paradigm, the programming of the things that we learn. So in Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we're proving to ourselves first that this word of grace that we're receiving, these words of life, are real. And that when our focus is set on things above and not on the things of this earth, and we've committed to live this way and move that way, then we will, you know, it's God that's renewing us as we speak, as we declare, as we set our attentions to God, as we decide to commit our lives to God, to live unto Him, and to be fully reconciled to Him, not just spiritually, but within our hearts and minds. God wants us to reconcile to Him in our hearts and minds, our words, which then will affect our actions and the things that we do. We decide, yes, God, I'm going to stand for You. Yes, God, I will speak Thy word boldly. Yes, God, I will follow the great encouragement given to me. And so God is really doing a mighty work in the hearts of the people that I've known for years. And they've seen the change in me through the words that I've received. Now I'm seeing the change in them from the words that I've been able to feed them by the inspiration of God. And so, you know, we're to live and move and have our being in God. We're not to live and move and have our being in ourselves. We don't want to allow our minds to switch back to the old nature. The old nature is that I do the works. I got to put in the effort. I've got to work hard. I got to know. No, God reveals to us His truths. God reveals to us His wisdom. God, you know, can reveal to you when you really go to God with all your heart and say, here I am, Lord, send me. I am willing to forsake everything about me and my will to do Your will. Jesus, when He was in the garden, He said to God, like, if You can lift this cup, take it off me, it's too much of a burden. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. When you go to God in your situations, when you really want to do things from your strength, you say, Father, you know, this is what I really want to do. These things seem to be difficult, but I come to You, not my will, but Thine will be done. He strengthens you. He goes to work on your behalf. He needs your permission to go to work. God does not violate our free will choice. And but He is working giving words of faith, building faith, giving encouragement, showing us. He never gives up on us. And I was sharing with Jason, like he mentioned earlier on, that God has anticipated everything in our life and has made a way for us to keep moving forward. Like if your heart condemns you, you know, you just give these things to God, because God knows all things. And so we don't have to dwell on mistakes of the past, failings of the past, things we've said wrong, things we've done wrong, actions we may have taken, even as a believer. We have that nature that tries to crawl up for us to focus on the five senses. But God says, you know, you trust in me. You guard your heart. You fill your heart with my words, with my life-giving words. And this word that we're filling it with is these spoken living words. Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. No, so we want to speak those words of God's grace gives life, gives favor, gives direction, it builds vision. And Paul was always talking about God's grace in every epistle. You know, like in Ephesians 1:2, for example, he says, grace be to you and peace. See, grace and peace go hand in hand. So if you're not at peace, then you need to come back into God's grace. Allow God to do the work. Grace and peace to you, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was looking up some of the words about grace, and I just love what the scriptures reveal to us. And in Acts 14:3 it says, long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord. In other words, they were speaking by the Spirit of God, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. What a great, powerful statement. See, when we're speaking these words of grace are life-giving, they're encouraging, they're not looking at the negative. Even in doctrine and reproof, the correction is so loving. That is the goodness of God that leadeth man to change direction, to move in the right way. And, you know, our five-sense mind will judge a person or judge a situation, whereas the grace of God shows us the compassion, the love, the direction we need to take. Acts 20:32 says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. So we look only to God. I commend you also, right now, on this Zoom, to go to God. You go to God. You go to him first for everything, for your direction, for your encouragement, what he wants you to do, how he wants you to live, how he wants you to move. Father, you show me, you lead me, you guide me, and seek God with all your heart. You know, seek God with all your heart and say, Father, I want to live unto you. I've decided that I'm going to be full out for you, and I'm not going to be sidetracked by what this world is showing me. I'm not going to be going by the narratives of the world, the fear, the confusion, the disruption, and the poverty, and the lack, and the sickness, and the death. I'm not going to pay attention to those things, because I know your word is a word of grace, and your word is a word of deliverance. And it said, now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. See, these words that I'm speaking to now should be building you up. If your heart is open to receive them, you will be built up. This built up is to be edified. You know, our words are to edify. I shared it the other week. Edification, exaltation, and direction. That's Sharon and I done at the leaders' meeting. See, the words that I'm speaking are building you up. I'm not condemning you. I'm not judging you. I'm not speaking down to you. I'm not saying you're doing it wrong. But I'm saying, brethren, brothers and sisters, you come to God. I commend you to God, and that you listen to the words of his grace. You receive them gladly. And it says, this word of grace is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Guys, are we sanctified? Yes. Guys, are we justified? Yes. Guys, are we set apart for glory and to move with God? Yes. So the words that we're speaking and the encouragement that's been given over these last 2 years have been words of grace which is able to build you up when you're in a place to receive them. And then once you're in a place to receive them, then you commit to God. Okay, God, I commit my ways to you, so you establish my steps, that you order my steps. And we just have this wonderful life before God that we can have. We can either look at the world through the eyes of our senses, or we can look at the world through the eyes of God, through the eyes of Christ, through the eyes of grace, through the eyes of love, through the eyes of deliverance, through those spiritual eyes. And then we can see clearly to what we need to do. And God will literally give you your answers when you go to him. And he so lovingly takes care of everything that everyone's edified when we go to him, when we open up our heart to him, when we say, Father, okay, I'm not blessed about this situation, you resolve it for me. And he will resolve it for you. Romans chapter 5:1 is a great record. I've read it before to you. I'm going to read it again. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, believing, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you do something wrong, don't you have peace anymore? It's only because you let the five senses come in. You always have that peace with God. For manifesting it and walking in it, we have to acknowledge it by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, Jesus Christ, also we have access by faith, by believing, into this what? Grace, this favor. When we believe, we're accessing that grace wherein we stand, and we get sad, and we get down, and we get lonely because of it. No, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, pressures. If they come up, we can glory because we know we've got the answers and solutions with our God, and he's with us. We don't have to focus on them. We may even go through them and not even know we're going through it, because our focus is so red hot with God that we are not paying attention to the turbulence. If you're in an aeroplane, there's not a lot you can do when the turbulence starts blowing up. Okay, you can either sit there and fear and worry and scream and you know, just be really at a loss, or you can put your trust in God. I tell you what, I bet you, if you're in a real bad turbulence, you will put your trust in God on that plane. You'll be speaking in tongues like a house on fire, right? Because I know I would, and I know I have. So, you know, it's where we keep our mind in the storms of life. They come up, we don't ask for them, we don't expect them, we don't believe for them. But if they come up, we look at God. We look to God. Jesus was fast asleep in the boat when the storms were raging and the wind was blowing and the water was going in the boat. They had to wake Jesus up. He was so peaceful and trusting in God. They had to wake him up. Lord, come on, what are you doing? We're gonna sink, you know, like, come on. And he got up, he rebuked the winds and the waves by saying, peace, be still. When you're all troubled up, when you're all turned up, when you're in a bit of confusion, you don't know what's going on in your life, say, light be. I command light to shine in my situation. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Father, energize your peace within me. Because the peace that we got is not as the world gives it. It's a spiritual peace. And so we say, God, now you allow your peace to reign so I can believe you, because I seemed a little bit topsy-turvy here. The winds are blowing, the storms are raging. So you just need to just give me this peace. And I'm coming to you, I'm looking to you. And man, the peace comes. So not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Oh, this is a great opportunity for me to believe God. This is a great opportunity for me to have peace in this situation. And knowing that when we go for it, it's working patience. And patience, experience. So like now we've experienced things, we're getting a rhythm with God. We're getting in relationship with God, because we know when we're trusting God through a difficult situation, we've got experience to stay peaceful in that time with faith, knowing that God's going to deliver us and has already delivered us, and experience hope. So we got hope in the situation. Okay, it might be a little bit windy out here now, the waves might be rolling over me, but I got this peace. I know God's going to deliver me. He's going to make a way in the situation. It says in the scripture, there's no temptation taking you but such as common to man, but God is faithful. who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. See, God won't allow you to be tempted above what you're going through, that you freak out, that you can't handle it. But you stay with God and He makes a way out in every situation. We are more than conquerors. We're already seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. How do you see yourself? So if you see yourself that way, as more than a conqueror, seated at the right hand side of God, regardless of the storm raging around you, you'll have peace, like the Prince of Peace had when he walked the face of this earth. We are as he is right now. So we can have that peace and that joy in what? Believing. See, when we're believing, we have joy and peace. There's joy and peace when we believe the word spoken. And then it says, for when we were yet without strength in due time, you know, Christ died for the ungodly. You know, Jesus Christ was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin. There's nothing new under the sun. He knows how you're feeling. He can identify with you. He's like, yeah, okay. And he's making intercession for us also. And we can go boldly to the throne of what?
Grace.
God's favor, his kindness, his help in hand. God says, you know, therefore come boldly to my throne of grace that you might receive mercy and help in the time of need. You will receive it when you go to God. Your answers. He won't allow you to freak out. He won't allow you to be so burdened down. But God says, now the burden don't belong on your shoulders, guys. It belongs on the Lord Jesus Christ's shoulders. He's carried that weight. He stood in front of God as us, so we can stand in front of God as him. And that's how God sees you when he looks at you. He sees you as his son. He sees you perfect, holy, righteous, unblameable. And so, you know, God has commended his love towards us. And so he has made everything available to live in victory and to be led by his spirit. That's how we're to live now. We're not to live by senses, but by spirit, right? Holy Spirit, which dwells in us. And it says in Romans 5:17, for by one man offense death reigned because of Adam, by one, much more, they which received an abundance of what? Grace. And the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. It's by the favor of God we reign. We go to God for every situation. We look to him. We ask him for the answers. We ask him for the solutions. God is the best puzzle solver in the world, right? He loves puzzles because he's, you know, he's like, if I give Kim a puzzle now, 5,000 piece jigsaw puzzle, it would be done within a week or something like that. She'd just put all the pieces together. Well, God does it in an instant. He knows. And he's anticipated everything in your life. And he says, come to me. I've got a path for you that is mapped out with my glory in it, my power in it, my healing, my provision, my deliverance, my direction. He said, you know, that's the path I've got for you. But the choice is yours. There's another path. And it's not the way to righteousness. It's not the way of happiness. Is a way of disappointment, misery, sadness, lack, poverty, no direction. And God says in Jeremiah, choose you this day. You know, who you're going to serve. Choose death or choose life. And God gives you the answer right there. He says, therefore, I say to you, you choose life. God, you know, he's already given us the answers. God has already given us the answers. He gives you a multiple choice question, and then he gives you the answer to it. Wow, I like to stay at that school, because when I was at school, I could never get any of the answers right. I was too thick. But so, like, God has given us spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Romans 11:6 says, and if by grace, then it is no more of works; otherwise, grace is no more grace. In other words, if we do things through ritual, law, or you better do it this way because this is the tradition, this is how we're supposed to do it, it's no more grace. You're doing it in your own strength. You're taking charge rather than letting God lead the way. So this grace is so important. And God is doing a great work in all of you that are receiving these words gladly. I want to go again to 2 Timothy. Now, Timothy was a wonderful young man, and he had a heart for God, so did his family, and Paul took him under his wing, and Paul trained him and worked with him, and he followed Paul, he carried Paul's suitcase, he served Paul, and he was learning the great things of God. And in this, Timothy is a letter from God through Paul to Timothy. So God was working in the heart of Paul to instruct this young man, Timothy, who was a great leader. And it says, first one, thou therefore my son. He wasn't his real son, he was his son in the faith. Paul was his father in the word. Thou therefore my son, be strong. It's a, like this word be puts it in the imperative mood, which is like, it's a command. So he's saying, thou therefore my son, be strong in the law. Be strong in the fears. Be strong in your mistaken sin. No. He says, be strong in the grace of God. Okay? Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This grace, grace and truth came by who? Jesus Christ. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so he's saying, he's commanding Timothy. God, through Paul, is commanding Timothy, be strong in this grace. Be strong in this favor. And then in verse 2 he says, and the things. So as a leader, he's now encouraging Timothy. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. There's many people listening to us, but we commit those truths, those laborers, the ones whose hearts are for God that are going to practice it, we commit these truths to them. Because though we're sowing seed which isn't going to be trampled underfoot. We trample God's words underfoot when we don't receive it in our heart. Okay, it falls on a stony ground. And God wants our hearts prepared, open to him. And he even does that for us. He even prepares our heart through the situations in our life. He gets us ready. And then, but again, the decision's always with you. He doesn't violate free will choice. So we could be saying these great words from God, but if the heart isn't open to receive them, then, you know, it's not going to produce fruit in the hearer. And God has sent forth his words from here into your heart, and it will produce in you what God wants it to produce. We can never say we never heard the truth. We can never say we never got encouraged. You have not been discouraged when you've been on this fellowship, when you've heard word comes from my mouth, because the words I'm speaking, they're life and they're spirit, and they're from the Holy Spirit, from God, God working in me and guiding me. And I'm also now showing you what the scriptures say about it, even though some of you may know them. But when you're living it, it becomes alive. It becomes that living reality of not just written on paper, but written on the tables of the flesh of our heart. And so that we can really be led by God. And when we're with people, no matter what the circumstances, good or bad, we can really edify people, really build them up. You know, God is a God of deliverance, guys. We should be really enjoying every area of our life every day. But we just got to be tuned in our minds and our hearts. We got to orientate ourselves to God every day. And God is the one that enlightens the eyes of our understanding. We got to cease from our own works. We got to cease from our own ways of thinking. We got to get rid of it. Our own traditions, things that we've picked up. I had a great one-on-one with Becky today, and she was asking me about paradigms. You know, and I said, she knew about it, but she wanted me to go through it again. And it's just a paradigm, it's just programming. What we've learned, what we've picked up from the time we were born, what we've been taught by our mums, our dads, our friends, and we've picked up a lot of wrong things. It's just things of the world. Unless you've been brought up in a real godly home where people are walking by the Spirit of God and, you know, their hearts are turned to God, then you've picked up a lot of stuff in this world. And, you know, children, they don't know anything apart from what you teach them. You know, babies up till, you know, when they can make their own decisions. So, these programs, when we want to do something, I was telling Becky, when I was younger, I was told, Lawrence, you're hopeless. Like, you know, 10, 11, 12, and I was helping someone paint a wall. Oh, you've got more paint over you. Sit down, don't even bother. I'll do the work. I'll do it, you're no good. Never got it really shown how to do it. I've always been criticized. So, all my life, funnily enough, I was drawing that to me. Every situation would come, and it was like I was no good. So then I gave up. I'm like, okay, well, no, I'm not very, very good at that. I'll let you do it. And if I did try to do something, I'd always be conscious of people watching me. Oh, they're watching me. I know I'm going to mess this up now. So it really affected my belief system and what I was able to produce and do, because it was a paradigm that was stopping me from really doing a good job. But now I understand that I can change that, and I can do a good job, and that I can do the things that other people can do. And it's only those limited beliefs that were stopping me. They were beliefs, but they were wrong beliefs. So we change it, and we change it through the repetition of our words and confession of saying what God says about us. That's how we renew. We start to say what God says, and we don't even have to work at renewing our minds. All we're doing is holding God's word in heart and saying it from our mouth. Like, I used to be full of fear. I used to be very fearful about so many things, but when I started to learn about confessions, holding God's word in the heart and mind, as soon as I got any fear, I would say, God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but he's, you know, given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Even at the time, I still had some, right? I would start saying, and I'd done it all the time. And then, I am not afraid of nothing now. That's why I can sit here boldly and let God work in me to speak his words. And so, you know, it's all about our perception. And perception comes from the narratives we listen to. So whoever you're listening to is the perception you've got. Whoever you've listened to the longest and had a great respect for, you'll pick up their paradigm. You'll pick up their words. And some of it might be some good stuff, but there might be a lot of stuff that's holding you back now. And you don't even know, because it's in your subconscious mind. But how you change what's been programmed into you. If I got Windows 10 on my computer, for me to change that programming, that operating system, I got to put Windows 11 on it. You can get it for free now, I believe. But I'm sticking to Windows 10 at the moment. So I decide whether I'm going to have Windows 10 or Windows 11. I decide whether I'm going to stay in my old programming, what I've learned, the things I learned when I grew up, or am I going to walk in that newness of life? God has given us a new operating system. It's called the gift of Holy Spirit. It's called eternal life. It's called our righteousness, our sanctification, our justification, our redemption. And so, you know, and it's the word and ministry of reconciliation, these new heavenly words which brings deliverance and light and direction to people. So tonight has been really great for me. I've had a really great day. God answers prayer. God gives direction. God inspires with his thoughts and ideas. I ask, I receive. You know, so that my joy is made full. That's what Jesus Christ, anything you ask the Father in my name, I will do that my Father's, you know, so that, you know, that your joy is full and that God's glorified. So God wants you to go to him for... You may think that you've got an answer in a situation, but still go to God first. Because we can use our wisdom, or we can use God's wisdom. And so, what really highlighted to me tonight was how the order of the meeting went. And in fact, no one, it's been everyone from Bristol so far sharing, but just the strength. And I'm not chasing anyone in this fellowship. That they stay connected from their own free will choice. They've heard the encouragement, they've heard my example, they've followed it, they've made their decisions in connection with God, and God is leading each one of them, and each one has become so strong. You know, I recognize the great growth in Becky today, the great strength. So did Kim, like, we both recognized it in that. And we recognize the great strength in Danny and Amber and the wisdom that God's given them. And we recognize it in those people that are really connected from the heart, from their free will choice, and that God is leading them. Like, the connection business is that God leads you to connect, right? And if your heart's open to him, if you say, Father, do you want me to do this? You know, and I've done this, and I realized that it was beneficial for me to do that. It was beneficial for me to focus with God and to connect where he wanted me to. And then when I realized where God wanted me to connect, then I realized I needed to do everything I was encouraged to do. And I've done that from my heart unto God, not unto a man or woman. And God is just totally blowing me away, like in my own growth, seeing the other people's growth. And then my prayer and desire is that, see, my heart is that everyone is successful. because God's heart is that you're successful with Him. My heart as a minister is to see you very successful. So I want to give you the very best. And I can only do that if I'm walking and being led and energized by God. If I try to give you my things, you're not, you know, you get blessed maybe, but you ain't going to really abound. But when we start speaking by those words of grace, words of faith, then man, everything starts to flourish. Like Danny says, things flourish. Like God said to me, anoint my fields with oil, feed my people. When we anoint God's fields with oil, it's like the manure on the things being spoken. And the heart is enriched and the mind is enlightened. And you have that true enlightenment with God. You're like, wow, this is the spiritual wisdom and revelation that is written in the scriptures. This is what it really means. Oh, and I'm not so clever. You know, I was saying to Becky today, I could never really compete with some of these wonderful people that know the scriptures, that done a lot of research. You know, I could never, honestly, and I respect these people because of their hearts for God and for the scriptures, but they beat me hands down every time. But as soon as I switch to God, He's made me equal, many above my equal, and He'll do the same for you too. And He's doing it in the guys around me now. And so this is the wonderful life that we can have, a life led with, a life led by God, a life submitted unto God, and a willing heart to do what He wants rather than what we want to do. And so I am so, so blessed. And I know other people are blessed as well, but I just thought I share this because of the people that I physically see week in and week out and have known since they began in the Word with God. And so it's just a great testimony to the great love of God and the great words that are being spoken, that are being received with meekness. You know, and whatever situations you've got going on in your life right now, you know, you are healed, you are delivered. Any spiritual influences, those devil spirits have to go now at this command. Spirits, you leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I don't have to be where you are, because there's no time and distance in the spirit, and spirits have to obey. Just like Jason mentioned, and just like I've been encouraging the guys, that when you give a command in the name of Jesus Christ with faith, you're speaking it into this world, you're speaking it into the spirit world, you're speaking it into the kingdom of God, and when it's with faith, everything obeys it, especially when it's energized by God. So this is the authority God has given you. There is power in our words, but really the if I was to give this a title, it'd be strong in God's grace. No, be strong in this wonderful grace, this great exaltation that God inspired the heart of Paul to write this letter to Timothy to encourage this man to rise up, because Paul's time was coming that he was going to depart, right? He was going to fall asleep. And so God needed people to rise up. So God wants you to rise up like you've never risen up. You can't do it on your own, but you can do it through a decision to really do it God's way. Cease from your own works. Get the right doctrine, the sound doctrine from God. Don't forget, the narrative determines your perspective. So when you go to God first, He will guide you. He will show you what is right. You can test the spirit, whether it's a devil spirit, whether it's Holy Spirit, whether it's a spirit of error. God can show you. You've got Holy Spirit, you can discern, and you can ask God, Father, you show me, and He'll show you, and He'll clear the things out for you. And so you guys are just so wonderful. You're a blessing. I'm thanking God that He brings you here and that your heart is to be with us, to fellowship with us, to receive these wonderful words that God is speaking by every one of us. So I encourage you, the more and more, go to God. Let Him work in you. Make those committed decisions that you really need to make, because you still haven't made them yet. And once you do it, you're sorted. That's sorted. That's committed. You'll move forward. Because when there's unity and where there's purpose, there's commencement, just like we see in the book of Acts. So that is what I was really inspired to share and encourage. And I'm really blessed with everyone.